Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The one who stays calm in chaos is the one in control. Let me ask you something straight. When life slaps you in the face, do you freeze? Do you panic? Or do you stand tall, take a breath, and decide to move with purpose? Because that moment, that space between stimulus and response, that's where your power lives. Most people never see it. They react. They lash out. They let the world dictate their peace. But you're here because something in you is ready to change that. Let me tell you the truth. Calm is not weakness. Calm is mastery. Calm is when your mind is no longer pulled by every storm, every distraction, every attack. Calm is when your spirit is anchored. Not in how others treat you. Not in what the news says. Not in whether things go your way. But in who you are when no one's watching. See, anyone can stay calm when it's sunny out. That's not impressive. That's expected. But when the thunder rolls in, when the sky turns dark, when people betray you, when your plans fall apart, when you don't have answers, that's when your training shows. That's when your roots get tested. That's when your soul speaks. You ever watch a lion before it attacks? Still, focused, unbothered. There's a reason. The calmest one in the room is usually the most dangerous. Not because they're violent, but because they're composed. And in life, composure is your secret weapon. So how do you train your mind for that kind of calm? You begin by choosing your response before the world demands one. You build a pause, a breath, a moment of stillness. You don't just react, you reflect. You say to yourself, I'm not going to let this situation own me. I'm going to own how I move through it. That's real power. That's control. Now listen. This isn't about ignoring your emotions. This isn't about being cold or robotic. It's about not letting your emotions control your decisions. Feel them. Yes, honor them. But don't let them drive the car. Because when emotions drive, regret often rides shotgun. You want to be unshakable? Learn to sit with discomfort without scrambling to escape it. Learn to sit with confusion without rushing to fix it. Learn to sit with disrespect without losing your dignity. That's mental strength. That's inner peace. That's what separates the average from the powerful. And let me tell you, you don't train calm in the easy seasons. You train it in the storm, in the mess, in the uncertainty. You train it when you're tired, when you're doubting, when everything in you wants to scream, and you whisper instead, I got this. Most people don't lose their life to danger, they lose it to reaction. They hand over their peace to traffic, to a late email, to an unanswered text, to someone's dirty look in a room. Let that sink in. Grown men and women, warriors in potential, reduced to emotional puppets, because they never learn to breathe before they respond. But not you, not anymore. You're not here to be tossed around like a leaf in the wind. You're here to become the tree, unmoved, rooted, focused. Calm doesn't mean nothing touches you. It means nothing owns you. And there's a difference. You ever wonder why the people who provoke the most chaos are the ones who fear calm the most? Because when you're calm, you see clearly. You stop being manipulated. You stop feeding drama. You stop pouring your energy into people who thrive on noise. And the moment you get still, truly still, the masks start falling, yours and theirs. That's why calm is dangerous. It makes you honest. It makes you real. It cuts through the lies you've believed about what you need to be happy, the lies about who you need to be loved, the lies about what makes you worthy. Calm is clarity. Calm is power. But don't expect applause. Don't expect people to celebrate when you start to move differently, when you stop reacting, when you stop chasing, when you choose peace over proving a point. Some folks will call you cold, distant, arrogant. Let them talk. They don't know what it took for you to get here. Let them misunderstand your calm. It's not your job to explain peace to people addicted to noise. You see, the world will keep trying to pull you out of your...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Center. That's its job. And your job is to return. Again and again and again. Every time you return to calm, you teach your nervous system a new language. We're safe. We're strong. We don't need to fight everything. We've already won within. Calm is not passive. Calm is aggressive self-control. Calm is war strategy. Calm is where confidence is born. This is where most people break. Right here, when the pressure mounts, when life doesn't make sense, when they feel misunderstood, disrespected, or flat out tired, they crack. They lose their cool. They scream. They curse. They quit. And then they spend hours, days, sometimes years regretting that one reaction. But this is not your story. You've come too far to fall apart over things that don't matter. You've walked through storms that would have drowned other people. And you're still here, breathing, standing. Don't you dare give your peace away now. Because this right here, is where calm becomes your armor. And if you want to win in life, in business, in relationships, in your own mind, you better learn how to stay cool in the fire. Let me say this. Calm is not about pretending everything's okay. It's about choosing not to self-destruct when it's not. You can feel the heat. You can feel the fear. You can even feel the anger. But you don't move from it. You breathe through it. You get still. And in that stillness, you find your real voice. Not the voice of panic. Not the voice of the past. But the voice of truth, the one that says, I've been here before. I've made it through worse. I don't need to fight this noise. I am the silence. Let that sink in. You are the silence, the calm in the center of chaos, the eye in the storm. And that silence, that's where your future gets built. That's where vision gets clear. That's where moves get made, not loud, not desperate, not frantic, but surgical, strategic, focused. And when people can't rattle you, they start to fear you. Not because you're cruel, but because you're disciplined. And discipline, that's the ultimate flex. Because discipline builds peace, and peace builds legacy. Look, you don't train your mind for when things are easy. You train it for when everything falls apart. For when life slaps you in the face and expects you to crumble. You train your mind so that when the storm comes, you don't pray for escape. You become the one who walks through it unfazed. You want respect? Control your emotions. You want power? Control your energy. You want peace? Control your reactions. That's the trifecta. That's how legends move. That's how leaders are built. Calm is not luck. Calm is earned. Every morning you wake up with a choice. You can let the day control you, or you can control how you respond to it. Let me say this to your soul. The world will never stop throwing tests at you. But you, my friend, are not here to keep failing them. So repeat after me. I don't flinch, I don't fold, and I don't fear the chaos. I command it because I trained for this. In silence, in the dark, when no one was watching. I trained my mind to be still when everything screamed for attention. I trained my emotions to sit when my pride wanted to stand. I trained my soul to see beyond the moment, to trust the process, to hold the line, to walk with God when the world went blind. You want to know the truth? The calmest people you meet have survived the loudest wars, and they don't brag about it. They just move different. So here's your challenge. This week, not next year, not when it's convenient. This week, when someone tests your patience, when life throws shade, when silence feels heavy, pause, breathe, observe. Choose your response like a king, like a queen, like someone who already won. Because real strength, it's not in how loud you roar, it's in how still you stay. Now here's the mic drop takeaway. An undisciplined reaction will cost you more than the thing that triggered it. Read that again. Let it echo. Let it hit deep. Let it rewrite the story. Comment below. What's one emotion you're mastering this week? Anger, jealousy, fear, anxiety? Drop it in the comments. Declare it, own it, master it. Subscribe, turn on notifications, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because calm is contagious.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.